What is a pity party and why we do them? In this article, I'm discussing pity parties, what they are and the three reasons why they happen. I know it's a popular topic because my previous 2-minute YouTube video and my blog posts on my website have had amongst the highest views of any other of my content. So let's take a deep dive into the world of pity parties. What is a pity party? A pity party is when somebody indulges in extreme self-pity or feelings of victimization. They feel sorry for themselves and dwell on their problems without taking action to solve them. Now, to be clear, because I know that some bright spark is going to want to misinterpret what I'm saying here, we can all feel sorry for ourselves from time to time. That's healthy, it's valid, and a perfectly normal human emotion. Disappointment happens, sadness happens, and we all have things that go wrong in our lives. We may even have periods where things seem to be going wrong no matter what we do. However, there comes a point when the prolonged and pervasive experience of feeling sorry for yourself or embracing a sense of victimization goes beyond mere passing emotion. When this emotional state begins to dominate and seep into every aspect of your personality, and yet you don't take constructive steps to address your challenges, that's what we label a pity party. In essence, it's a heightened form of extreme self-pity that goes beyond ordinary feelings of sadness or self-doubt. We all know someone who does this, and we may even do it ourselves. It's easy to spot somebody in that state. Their shoulders are slumped, their head's hung low, their chin's jutting out, their mouth is turned down. Characteristics tend to include having a what's the point attitude. They tend to choose to only look at the negatives, act and feel thoroughly defeated, believing no one cares despite others rallying around them and giving them so much attention. Everything feels hopeless. They struggle to see things from another more positive perspective. It's them against the world. You'll hear someone in the throes of a pity party saying things like, "Why does this always happen to me? Things never get better. When am I ever going to get a break? What's the point?" Now again, I want to be clear here. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be sad, upset, or annoyed when bad things happen. Of course you should. However, it can become an issue when we stay in that mode for a prolonged period without taking affirmative action to make things better. For some people, they practice self-pity so well and for so long, it actually becomes their personality. Now, this might be controversial, but in my experience, and I've got a lot on this subject, having grown up with pity partying parents, I have never encountered anyone having a prolonged pity party that wasn't using it as an excuse not to take responsibility or positive action to solve the problems. Why we practice extreme self-pity? There are several reasons why we do extreme self-pity. Number one, we don't want to accept responsibility. When we're in a pity party state, we tend to blame anyone or anything other than ourselves for our circumstances. Friends, family, government, our employers, the weather, bankers, etc. But of course, in most situations, we've typically played a role and usually a significant one. However, it's far easier to blame someone else than take responsibility and acknowledge what we could have done differently. It's not a coincidence that there we are every time there's a problem. We are the common denominator. That hit me hard when I understood as an adult that I was at the centre of all of my problems. It was really sobering and took me quite a while to come to terms with. I had what we call a dark night of the soul when I discovered this bit of wisdom. However, you can do a great reframe on it, and I love a good reframe. A reframe is where we purposely decide to look at a problem from a more positive perspective, as there are always at least two ways of looking at any situation. So, as the common denominator in all of my problems, it also means that I have the power to change what isn't working. More on that in an upcoming blog post. Number two, learned helplessness, learned behavior. We learn the majority of our behaviors and how or what to think up to the age of 7. We do this by watching and copying our primary caregivers. So if one or both of your parents didn't model emotional maturity, there's a good chance that we won't either. I'll be honest, until I started doing the work, in other words, self-development, I would sometimes throw a pity party. I modelled it from my parents, which I talk much more about in the extended video version of this article. I'll leave the link below. It was only when I realised that the common denominator in all my problems was me and that I was the only one who could sort them out that things started to change. Often learned helplessness is passed down unwittingly from generation to generation until someone actively decides to do something different. Just because your parents behave and react in certain ways does not mean that you have to too. However, change starts with awareness. Number 3, we get attention and validation. For many people, there is a significant secondary gain, a subconscious benefit, for not solving their problems. As long as they have issues, they get attention and validation from others. Therefore, why the heck would they want a solution? I'm sure you know someone like this. They always have a problem or an issue, and you can give them all the recommendations or solutions under the sun for how to solve them, yet they choose to do nothing. That secondary gain in action. These people can leave you so frustrated because you know that they could probably quite easily solve their problems. After all, you've probably given them multiple workable solutions. And yet, here you are for the umpteenth time talking about them and their problems again. In reality, they don't want your solutions. If they did, they'd have acted on them before now. What they do want, however, is your attention and validation. If they do happen to sort out a problem by some chance, you can guarantee there'll be another one right behind it. I've talked more about attention and validation in a previous article, 5 Powerful Strategies for Dealing with Negative People. I've left the link for the article below. The wrap-up. Pity party is a term used to describe people who demonstrate extreme and prolonged self-pity. It isn't just a short bout of negativity following disappointment or upset. Instead, it can be pervasive and take over a person's entire personality. It's often characterized by an unwillingness to accept responsibility, placing the blame elsewhere, learned helplessness, inability to take affirmative action on solving problems, attention and validation seeking from others. Having to deal with people who like to have displays of extreme self-pity can be extremely challenging. Again, I do have some strategies to help you in the previous article, 5 Powerful Strategies for Dealing with Negative People, in which I discuss number 1, offering empathy and understanding, number 2, setting strong boundaries, number 3, staying positive, and number 4, offering solutions and support. Finally, number 5, knowing when to step back. What next? If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. You may also want to hop across to the video version, much more detail in there, really helpful stuff. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.